here's the story about cheese, please. If you like your music silly, gonna get what you need. Celebs who thought they could sing crazy remakes and kids' tunes, nothing Seacrest would play anywhere else. These songs would be teased, but we love them for their quirks, and so will you on Cheese Please. Cheese Please. Oh yeah, it's Cheese Please.
Cheese Please.
In color.
Here are your hosts, Snarf Dude and Daffodil.
Welcome to another edition of Cheese Please. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And I'm in color. You're in black and white, Daffodil.
I am so not in black and white.
Oh, well, they say we're in color. I don't know exactly what that means.
I'm way more colorful than you are.
Really?
Oh, yeah.
What do you mean by that? I don't know if that's good or not.
Well, you wear a lot of black and gray and navy blue and... I wear pink and yellow and orange.
Oh,
and
our clothes.
Oh. I'm much more colorful than you are.
Well, I suppose you're a girl and all, and I just throw on the nearest t-shirt, often the black color and the black jeans. You know, I look like I should be working at a record store sometimes.
I would agree.
It just works out that way. And you know what? I don't think most record stores would really want me to work there because I'd be playing cheesy music all the time.
This is true.
They would
scare the customers away with the crap that you would play.
They want to play the Zeppelins, the Dillons, all that stuff. No, I don't want that. I want Jerry Colonna. We're going to play him and his album a little later called Music for Screaming.
And we'll explain who Jerry Colonna is later, too, for those of you who have never heard this name before.
Yes, and did you know the guy from 60 Minutes that was on for decades? Now, may he rest in peace. Mike Wallace, he was a big pitch man back in the 50s and stuff, and before he was actually a reporter, he cut a record, sort of, called the Zenith 2G Tone Arm. And it was a pitch thing. He was like a sales guy. Go figure.
Okay.
Amazing what you can find out there. But we're starting off with Buddy Merrill.
Careful. Don't cough on the microphone. You'll make it sick again.
I didn't. Buddy Merrill and Busy Bee shortly, but we're starting off with The Worm right here on
Cheese Please.
We'll be right back.
In life, there are a lot of things to be serious about. But if you haven't figured it out already, we're not one of them. Where bad music is a good thing. Sorry, Martha. Cheese, please.
With Buddy Merrill and a take on Flight of the Bumblebee he calls Busy Bee. That's kind of cool.
And I like that.
And before that, we had, still in the insect area, sort of, Buddy Merrill and the Worm. On the show this week, my name is Starfdude.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are listening to your weekly dose of the wacky, the warped, and the weird that we refer to as Cheese Please.
Yes, and you could also include loud this week. Screaming, as a matter of fact.
I believe the term is caterwauling.
Okay. Those big words, Daffodil, a little hard on my head, you know.
Well, no, because you're talking about Jerry Colonna.
Yeah, and I mean, I saw the title of the album. It says Music for Screaming. And I knew I had to play this on the show. That's all I get to say about that.
Well, maybe we should talk a little bit about who Jerry is first.
Oh,
a lot of our listeners are not old enough to remember this.
Oh, well, I see. Okay, that's fine, because if you have dug up a pile of information, the floor is yours.
Well, Jerry Colonna was one of Bob Hope's sidekicks.
Oh, really?
From his old radio show in the 40s and the 50s.
Okay.
And he appeared in some of his films and other things. He's an American musician, actor, comedian, singer, songwriter, and trombonist.
Oh, wow.
With pop-eyed facial expressions and a walrus-sized handlebar mustache.
Okay.
And he was known for singing loudly in a comic caterwaul.
Caterwaul?
Yes. And that started... He did a parody of opera.
Okay.
Hollering out an aria in a deadpan screech that became his trademark.
Okay.
And the ability to stretch a syllable to extreme lengths in addition to songs such as All or Nothing at All. He worked this into a bit into Road to Rio along with another of his catchphrases.
Oh, so he was in one of those Bob Hope road movies.
He was in several of the road movies.
That I think, it was parodied in Family Guy at one point.
It was.
Yeah, so those are road shows. So
he's even written some songs.
Okay, are we playing said songs that he wrote?
No.
No.
I don't think. Let me look at the list. No.
Okay, that's fine. Let's start off with two of them. You'll hear Down by the Old Mill Stream shortly, but we're starting off with Hang On to Your Ears. Turn your radio down just for a few minutes. You're My Everything, right here on...
We're really sorry, but it's still Cheese Please.
Underneath the sun,
you're my everything.
You're my everything.
Rolled up into one.
Rolled up into one. You're my only real, my only real reality. Ah, yes. You're my idea of a perfect personality.
You're my everything.
You're my everything.
Everything I need.
Everything I need.
You're the song I sing.
You're the song I sing. And you'll hear it. Ah, but don't be frightened. You're way beyond belief. And just to make it brief, you're my winter, summer, spring, my everything.
The song I sing and the book I read, you're way beyond belief, and just to make it brief, you're my winter, summer, spring, my
okay, let's go. Cheese, and cheese, and still more cheese. Cheese, and cheese, and still more cheese. Begins to sound like Cheesy Monkey.
Cheese, please.
Down by the old mill stream, where I first met you, with your eyes.
The old and decrepit mill stream
that went over the hill to Farmer Brown.
Where I took a look around, and who do you think I found?
You.
I thought for a moment it was me.
With your eye,
I started to count your eyes,
all
and much to my surprise,
blue.
I know there were blue, but there were only two.
Dressed in
your beautiful gingham gown, it wasn't red or brown.
Too.
It was the prettiest shade of blue,
for it was there.
I remember the place,
I
remember the time,
blue.
Down by the stream at a quarter to three,
that you love.
You put your arms around me,
me.
I put my arms around you,
too.
We promised that we'd always be true.
You were 16,
a little old, but what can you do?
My village queen.
I remember the day they crowned you.
Down by the
radio. Now you'll hear the tones, spit of my four trombones. String, listen to the harmony.
With Jerry Colonna. Wow, I wasn't sure if he was going to hit the high note there, but he did.
He hits all the high notes.
Down by the old mill stream, and you're my everything. That wasn't too hard on the ears.
Not super bad.
No. As we profile more music, music for screaming, as a matter of fact, by Jerry Colonna, and you have some more information on Jerry, actually, Daffodil.
Yeah, he became really popular in radio and film.
Yes.
Around the same time that Warner Brothers cartoons were really hitting it big.
Ooh, that was back in the 40s, right?
And he was such an animated character of himself.
Yes.
That his facial expressions and his catchphrases were often caricatured in the cartoons.
Oh, wow. So he was immortalized in the Warner Brothers cartoons.
There were a couple, one the Wacky Worm and another one Greetings Bait, where there was a caricature of him that was a worm, complete with the mustache and the exaggerated voice.
Oh, okay.
And there was also a scene in What's Cooking, Doc, a famous Bugs Bunny cartoon, where he's talking to figures as they walk by his table at an Oscar banquet, and
oh.
He makes fun of them, and he does an impersonation of Jerry.
Oh, can we, like, track that down on YouTube or something?
There's another one called Daffy Doodles, where the entire jury that delivers the verdict on Daffy is all Jerry Colonna's.
Wow, that's a little over the top.
It's just, there's like 14 or 15 different cartoons where some part of him appears.
We got to find some of that on Google or YouTube or something.
I got some DVDs. I got to go look.
I got
Warner Dover Bugs Bunny DVDs. Now I got to go look.
We have DVDs? Why didn't
I found them in a room.
You found them while the room's around here?
Yes, there's a room full of DVDs. I got lots of stuff to watch.
Oh, amazing how that works out. Anyway, we're going to play another Jerry Colonna song. It might as well be spring right here on
Jeez Please.
I'm as restless as a willow when a windstorm. I'm as jumpy as a puppet on a string. Why should I have a suffering fever when it isn't even a suffering? I'm a starry-eyed and vaguely discontented, like a nightingale without a song to sing. But why should I have a suffering fever, or when I know it isn't a suffering? I keep wishing I were somewhere else, walking down a strange new street, hearing words that I have never heard from a girl I have yet to meet. I'm as busy as a spider spinning daydreams. I'm as giddy as a baby on a swing. I haven't seen a crocus or a rosebud or a robin on the way. But I feel so gay in a melancholy way. And I know it isn't a suffering. But it might as well be, might as well be. It might as well be a suffering. It could be winter, summer, autumn, almost any other thing. So it might as well be a suffering.
Jerry Colonna, it might as well be spring. ending off our profile of music for screaming. Jerry Colonna's album, I think it came out in the 1950s.
It sounds about right.
If I remember right. Just looking at the record label and all that stuff. So there you go. I haven't heard of Jerry Colonna. You just did. My name is Snarf Dude.
And I'm Daffodil.
And this is...
Cheese Please.
Where we bring you some crazy stuff, as you've realized. But officially, we like to call it...
The Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird every week.
And occasionally, celebrities pop up in the mix, like this guy. Well, actually, I can't say anything. I gotta press the button, right?
Yes.
There we go.
And now, it's time for the Cheese Please...
We gotta build up the ego a little bit.
Well, no, we have to build the anticipation.
As a matter of fact, people were running away from this guy back in the 70s when he was with 60 Minutes.
On a regular basis.
I mean, he would, like, ambush people with a news crew and just, like, just go after them as, like, hey, are you, do you want to admit, blah, 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 blah. And people would run away from him.
But before that, he was a pitch man.
Yes, and people would probably still want to run away from him because they won't necessarily want to buy his product they was pitching. But, you know, he was more of a friendly guy. Hey, buy me. As opposed to in the 70s, like, Mike Wallace, look out, run away! So, he changed his professional persona quite significantly over a couple decades. It's kind of funny.
All right, so what exactly is this?
This is a pitch for the Zenith 2G tone arm.
So it's a little departure from the music we normally play.
Well, it's got
But enjoy it.
It's got music in it.
True enough.
Right here on...
Cheese, Please!
Quality sound performance of Zenith is further enhanced with a magnificent line of all-wood decorator cabinets, designed especially for those who want the finest in stereo console furniture and fine quality sound reproduction. All this, plus the exclusive Zenith MicroTouch 2G tone arm and fabulous free-floating cartridge, which prevents scratch damage to the grooves and helps your records last longer. At least 2,000 plays per record with virtually no wear.
Please, with Mike Wallace doing Pitch Man, he just popped in there in the middle of the song and said,
Things about the furniture.
The Zenith 2G tone arm. Can we get one of those, Daffodil? I'm just going to make a note here, and actually, maybe we can try to find one at a record store or something. What? Okay, so it's like 60 years old. I don't care.
You never know.
We can try to find one.
It's thrift stores. You never know.
You never know. Truthfully, especially when this show, you never know what's going to happen. Maybe I might find one of them Zenith things. I know I would use a few bucks for playing that. You know, that's sort of like an ad. That would have been nice. Oh, well. What we do to sacrifice for our art, not get money to pay for an ad. What can I say? My name is Starftooth.
And I'm Daffodil, and you are babbling.
I know I'm babbling.
You need to stop.
You were being silent. I was hoping you would jump in with and interject.
Interject or stop.
You know that thing.
Stop.
Yes, what? What?
Just stop.
Why? What?
We're at the end of another show.
Oh, yeah. That's the time I get to flip on the switch.
Flip your switch.
I think I did it. I just don't have the paper. I just forgot. Okay, let's turn on the humanic tube. And, whoa, there it is.
Wait for it.
I'm opening it. There we go. Okay. I'll just take the top off. Okay. There we go. And I'm gonna get the... It's so big. There we go. Okay. We got it. We got the piece of paper. And it says... Gorilla Walk?
Okay.
That's about it. Okay. Sasha Berlin and Gorilla Walk. Ending off the show this week. Until next week, folks.
Thank you for joining us for this week's Dose of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird that is Cheese, Please. Please come back next week where Snarfed and Daffodil will have additional shenanigans for you.
Yeah, sort of like our trademark these days. Goodbye.
Bye.
All right, everybody. You've done the twist.
Yeah.
You've done the Hucklebuck.
Yeah.
You've done Madison Time.
Yeah!
You've done the Lambeth Walk.
Yes.
Have you done the Gorilla Walk?
No!
Well, let's quit messing around and do it. I'll tell you when. Return to primitive instincts. So stick your elbows out, point your feet in, and stomp around!
Sample of the Wacky, the Warped, and the Weird was produced by Snarfdude and Daffodil, but was originally created by Snarfdude and Moondog for Scottsdale and Production. Drop by the website anytime online at www.cheezepleeze.com. I'm Uncle Skeeter, inviting you back next week as we help to spread the cheese.